Title: Bassline Theory Blueprint. Riser Shape in Ableton Live 12 for Jungle Old School DNB Vibes Intermediate. Alright, let's build one of the most you feel it coming bass moves in old school jungle and early DNB, the riser shape. And I'm not talking about a cheesy white noise riser. I mean that bassline arrangement trick where the bass feels like it's gaining pressure over 4, 8, sometimes 16 bars without you just cranking the fader. In this lesson, we're doing it inside Ableton Live 12 in arrangement view, with stock devices, and with a proper mix safe mindset. Stable sub, evolving mids. By the end, you'll have a 16-bar bass phrase that goes foundation, then lift, then peak, and you'll understand why it works, not just how to copy it. First, quick setup so the bass actually behaves. Set your tempo somewhere in the classic pocket, 160 to 170 BPM. I'll run 165. Time signature 4/4. Now create three tracks. One called bass MID, that's your main character, where the movement lives. One called sub clean, optional but strongly recommended, because it keeps your low end solid while the mid layer does the fun stuff. And one called drum bus, or at least make sure your drums route somewhere predictable, because we're going to sidechain like adults. Here's the core philosophy, before we touch a synth. Jungle bass rises in perceived energy mainly by changing where it lives in the spectrum and how it pushes against the drums. Not by getting louder. If you only make it louder, it might feel exciting at high volume but it won't translate, and it'll fight your break. Cool, let's write the bassline skeleton. The old school brain. Pick a key that sits nicely for jungle subs. F minor is classic. G minor too. Let's go F minor. On bass mid, create a 16-bar MIDI clip. Even if you start with one bar, make it 16 bars so your mind is already thinking in phrases, not loops. Start with a simple one-bar pattern you can loop. Think call and response with just two notes. Root and fifth is a safe classic, F and C. Or root and flat 7, F and Eb. That's instant jungle vocabulary. Here's a simple starting idea. Short F1, short F1, short C2, short F1. Rhythm-wise, aim for mostly offbeat 8th notes and then sprinkle a couple of little 16th nudges so it feels like it's rolling, not marching. Now make it feel human. Two quick ways. 1. Add a light swing. Go to the groove pool and try MPC 16 swing around 55 to 60%, lightly. Don't overdo it. 2. Vary velocity. Keep your ghosty hits around 60 to 80, and your main hits stronger. Jungle bass is rarely perfectly even. The goal right now is not complexity. The goal is a bass line that can loop, but has room for the arrangement to do the rising. Now we build the sound. We'll do a controlled resish mid-bass using Waveitable. On bass mid, load Waveitable. Oscillator 1. Saw. Oscillator 2. Saw as well. Detune it slightly. Unison. Keep it modest, like 2 to 4 voices. If you go huge, you'll get width but you'll lose definition and mono strength. Detune. Somewhere like 5 to 12% by taste. Turn on a low-pass filter, LP24, and set the cutoff fairly low to start, around 200 to 400 Hz. That's intentional. Early bars should feel contained and dubby. Now build a simple stock device chain after Waveitable. First, EQ 8. Put a high pass around 80 to 120 Hz, because we're not letting this MID layer own the true low end. The SUB track will do that job. If it feels boxy or muddy, do a gentle dip around 250 to 400 Hz, like 1 to 3 dB. Don't carve it to death. Next, saturator. Mode, soft sign or analog clip are both great. Drive. Start around 2 to 6 dB, and immediately, teacher note, always trim the output so you're not fooling yourself with loudness. The point is harmonics, not volume. After that, add auto filter. Yes, you already have a filter in Waveitable, but think of this auto filter like a macro shaping layer that's easy to automate in arrangement view. Set it to LP24, keep it clean and turn off any envelope stuff. We're doing manual automation. Then add a compressor for sidechain. Enable sidechain and feed it from your drum bus, or just the kick if that's your routing. Ratio around 3:1 to 5:1. Attack 10 to 30 milliseconds so a little bite can poke through. Release 60 to 120 milliseconds so it pumps with the groove instead of choking. Alright, now create the SUB clean track. Load operator. Oscillator A. Sine wave. Pitch it around F0 to F1 depending on what your system and your track can handle. If you're unsure, start F1 and go lower only if your monitoring can actually reproduce it. On this SUB track, add a Q8 and low pass it around 90 to 120 Hz. Keep it clean. The sub is supposed to be boring on purpose. Then add a compressor side-chained from the kick or drum bus. Ratio around 4:1. Fast attack, like 1 to 5 milliseconds. Release 80 to 140 milliseconds. Now copy the MIDI notes from the MID bass to the SUB, but simplify the rhythm if needed. Sub hates excessive chatter. Keep notes a bit longer and more consistent, so the low end doesn't stutter and smear. At this point, if you hit play, you should have a stable sub foundation plus a dubby, contained mid bass that rolls with the drums. Now we build the actual riser shape. This is the blueprint. We're going to create one clear 16-bar arc. Bars 1 to 8, foundation. Warm, controlled, contained. Bars 9 to 12, lift. More midrange, more presence, a little more urgency. Bars 13 to 16, peak. Brightness and rhythmic tension, but still mix safe. Go to arrangement view and press it to show automation. Lane A. Filter opening. On bass mid, pick the auto filter cutoff for automation or wave eatables filter cutoff if you prefer. Auto filter is just super readable. Set bars 1 to 8 sitting low, around 200 to 500 Hz. Bars 9 to 12, rise to roughly 800 Hz to 1.2 kHz. Bars 13 to 16, rise to about 1.5 kHz up to 3 kHz, depending on how bright your break is and how aggressive you want it. Now here's a crucial feel tip. Don't draw this as a straight line. Use a gentle exponential curve so it feels like it wakes up late. Jungle bills often feel like they suddenly lean forward in the last quarter. And since you're in Live 12, once you draw a curve you like, use automation scaling. That way you can audition more hype or less hype by scaling the whole arc up or down, without redrawing it. That is such a workflow upgrade. Lane B, harmonic intensity. Automate saturator drive on bass MID. Bars 1 to 8, around 2 to 3 dB. Bars 9 to 12, 3 to 5 dB. Bars 13 to 16, 5 to 8 dB, but only if you're trimming output and controlling harshness. This is where perceived loudness comes from. You're giving the bass more readable mid-harmonics, so it feels louder and more urgent even at low monitoring volume. Quick check, turn your speakers down. If the riser still feels like it's climbing at low volume, you're doing it right. If it only feels exciting when it's loud, you're probably relying on amplitude, not energy. Lane C, rhythmic density. This is the one a lot of producers forget, and it's half the old school magic. In bars 13 to 16, add a few extra notes, but be strategic. The best rule, add density in the gaps where the kick isn't. So instead of spanning 16 THS everywhere, add little pickups before key hits or a double hit on an offbeat. And in bar 16, you can do a quick turnaround run. Keep it short, something like F to G to AB to A as a passing hype moment, or more chromatic F to G B to G. 2 to 4 quick notes is plenty. This isn't a solo, it's a tension device. Now add micro pitch motion, but only on the MID layer. On wave eatable, assign an LFO to fine pitch. Use assign shape, set the rate slow, 0.10 to 0.30 Hz, and keep the amount tiny, like 2 to 8 cents. Then automate the LFO amount so it increases slightly toward bars 13 to 16. That gives a subtle tape warble pressure without messing with your sub-authority. If you want another option, you can use chorus ensemble very gently on the MID layer, slow rate, low amount, and then high pass after it so you don't widen anything low. But again, keep chorus out of the sub. Now we clamp the riser so it stays mix safe. At the end of your bass MID chain, add a limiter. Ceiling at minus 0.3 dB. You don't want it slamming all the time. This is just catching occasional peaks, like 1 or 2 dB of gain reduction max. Then, if the peak section gets stabby, when the filter opens, add an EQ8 near the end and automate a small dip around 2 to 4 kHz just in bars 13 to 16. That's your to harsh only when needed move. If you want to go further, use multiband dynamics gently to tame the high mids only when the riser is at full brightness. The key word is gentle. You're preserving excitement, not flattening it. Now, arrangement placement, where this riser shape really shines. A classic use is inside a 32-bar drop. First 8 bars, keep the bass more stable. That's your foundation. Next 8 bars, let the riser arc happen. That's your we're going somewhere moment. Then either switch to a variation, or cut to a break. And here's an old-school trick that still works every time. In the last 2 bars before the drop, mute the SUB. Keep only the MID layer filtered, maybe even high pass it up to 200 or 350 Hz as a teaser, then slam the SUB back in on the drop. Instant impact, and it's DJ friendly, because you're not adding random elements, your controlling weight, optional advanced move, a two-stage riser inside the 16 bars. Bars 9 to 12, open and drive up like normal. Then on the last beat of bar 12, snap the cutoff down briefly, like the track takes a breath. Then bars 13 to 16, open higher than before. That tiny reset makes the final peak feel bigger without adding anything new. Before we wrap, quick list of common mistakes to dodge. Don't open the filter on the sub. If your sub starts moving, your mix collapses. Don't rely on volume automation. You'll just get louder, not more exciting, and your headroom disappears. Don't go too hard on unison and detune. It'll sound wide but go weak in mono. Don't over-automate everything. The riser should feel like one arc, not 12 random changes. And don't ignore sidechain timing. If the bass doesn't breathe with the kick, it won't roll. Now a quick practice run you can do in 15 to 25 minutes. Make a 4-bar bass loop with MID and SUB. Duplicate it out to 16 bars. Add only 2 automation lanes on the MID. Filter cutoff and saturator drive. Then in bars 13 to 16, add exactly 1 rhythmic density change. 1, not 5. Export a quick bounce and listen quietly. Ask yourself, does it lean forward into bar 16 without getting harsh? If you want a homework challenge, make 3 versions using the same 16-bar MIDI clip. One version where the rise is mostly spectral, filter and drive. One version where the rise is mostly rhythmic, density, gaps, micro mutes. And one version where the rise is psychoacoustic, parallel bite, maybe a notch sweep, but minimal filter change. And the constraint, no volume fader automation, tone, density, and dynamics only. Final recap to lock it in.